Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, November the 7th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions expected to announce today a campaign for his old U.S. Senate seat. CNN is out with that report, according to a GOP official familiar with the plan, the decision that could roil the Republican Party and provide the ultimate test of Trump's sway over his supporters. Sessions, a conservative budget hawk and immigration hardliner, held the seat for 20 years before. CNN notes that after spending months publicly criticizing the attorney general, Trump fired Sessions almost exactly 1 year ago. Many communities in Appalachia are fighting for alternatives for jobs based on the prison industry. We get our perspective from Nadia Romligon.
Kentucky currently has 12 state prisons and 5 federal prisons. Earlier this year, plans to build a new federal prison on a former coal mine site in Letcher County fell through due to local outcry and a federal lawsuit over its environmental impacts. Elizabeth Sanders is general manager at community radio station WMMT in Whitesburg. She says the region's high concentration of prisons has shaped its culture and economy, so much so that 20 years ago, her station began Calls from Home, a show broadcasting messages from the friends and family members of those incarcerated. WMMT Signal reaches several prisons in the area.
So Calls from Home started at WMMT in the late 90s, around 99. This was around the time that the two state prisons were being constructed in Wise County, Virginia, which is just over the state line.
According to the Prison Policy Initiative, around 41,000 people in Kentucky are currently behind bars.
And record numbers of Californians are now registered to vote, more than 80%. That's according to the latest stats from the Secretary of State there. Suzanne Potter has more.
More than 80% of voters in the Golden State have registered, which is the highest percentage in 67 years. Padilla says we're now 10 percentage points higher than the 2016 presidential election, and he predicts sky-high turnout for the 2020 presidential contest thanks to a number of state-level reforms.
Automatic voter registration and online registration have empowered millions of citizens to register to vote.
The state will also be mailing ballots to all voters next year. Voters can check that their registration is up to date at voterstatus.sos.ca.gov, and first-time voters can go to registertovote.ca.gov. People can also register to vote on Election Day itself at any polling place or early vote center.
Democrats make up the largest block of registered voters in California, followed by no party preference, with Republicans coming in third. This is PNS. The enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is open in Utah. Advocates say if you are uninsured, you should check into it.
Open enrollment for ACA health insurance began November 1st and runs through December 15th. There were almost 200,000 Utahns enrolled in the plan in 2019, but experts say there are thousands more who may be eligible but remain uninsured. Sarah Leatham with the group Take Care Utah says enrollment will have more insurance plans to choose from in 2020.
I guess the biggest things are Cigna and BridgeSpan are joining the 2020 marketplace, which they weren't as of last year, and extensively expanded their plans this year. They had about 3 or 4 plans last year, and they've got 8 or 9 this year.
Leatham says Take Care Utah is one of the main sources of assistance for people all around the state who need help applying for an ACA plan and that it doesn't cost anything. She says the nonprofit agency has about 50 enrollment specialists to assist in finding the right plan. Mark Richardson reporting.
Take Care Utah is a coalition of groups such as Utah Health Policy Project, the Association for Utah Community Health, and United Way. The holiday season just around the corner, small businesses across Nebraska stocking up. Anna Pratt is with the Center for Rural Affairs.
But the extra effort that it takes to find the small businesses, I think, is paid out in the end when you get to develop a relationship with the owner and come away with some really great gifts or decorations or whatever you're looking for during the holiday season.
Nebraska's 172,000 small businesses make up nearly 99% of the state's businesses, and they support jobs for nearly half of workers in the state of Nebraska. Finally, Mike Mowen reports the latest push to discourage teen smoking has reached the state of Wisconsin. Lawmakers there are considering a bill that would raise the tobacco buying age from 18 to 21.
The Wisconsin plan to boost the buying age received a committee hearing in the Assembly yesterday. Dr. Carrie Chapman testified Wednesday in support of the bill on behalf of the American Heart Association of Wisconsin. She says the goal of Assembly Bill 422 is to prevent younger generations from developing smoking-related health issues as they get older.
Probably the most powerful statistic is that 95% of adults who smoke start before the age of 21.
The Wisconsin measure would cover all types of tobacco products and vaping devices. The State Department of Health Services says the number of teens who smoke cigarettes has dropped in the last 5 years and is now at 4.7%. But the number who use e-cigarettes has risen from about 8% to 20% in that same time period.
In addition to 18 states that have adjusted their purchase age upward, at least 500 cities across the country have taken similar action. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.